Well, I thought we might talk about the word hooligan. I discovered recently that the word hooligan has entered the Japanese language. You know the way languages borrow one word from another language? Well, they borrowed hooligan, and they use the word in Japanese to mean soccer fans.
It'd be very hard for a Japanese to say hooligan, wouldn't it?
Yes, it'd be quite nice to hear them doing it, wouldn't it?
It's probably an Irish word, is it, Kel?
Probably comes from an Irish name. I've been looking at this, and there are three theories. The first is that it's a corruption of Hooley's Gang. The word first turns up in British newspapers in 1898, and it may have been that there was a gang running in London at that time called Hooley's Gang, and that became corrupted into hooligan. That's one theory. Second theory is that it was named after a particular man. There was according to one story from a book published in 1899, there was a man named Patrick Hooligan who, quote, walked to and fro among his fellow men, robbing them and occasionally bashing them. So it may come from him. But it seems the third possibility seems to be slightly more likely. In the music halls at the time, there was a very popular comic song about an Irish family called the Hoolahans or Hooligans, and they were a family who knocked each other about a bit. And I've got a feeling it was probably the Irish, as Philip was saying, from the Irish family name.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, that's interesting. We'll add that to our book of lists or our book of words.
Thanks a lot, Kel.
Good on you, Kel.
Okay, now can I get your help with something?
Yes.
Well, your listeners may be clever people. What do we call the decade we're in? You see, we talk about the 1960s as the swinging 60s or the fabulous 50s or the 80s as the decade of greed. But what do we call this, the first decade of the 21st century? We need a name for it.
I was told it was called the Naughty Noughts.